This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm with Jack Pelton of EAA. Jack, so far we've had a pretty good show here covering this, and on the first day I attended a press conference, and I have to read a quote back to you. You said last year you didn't have any idea what you're doing, and this year you at least know what you have to do. So give me a perspective on that, what your view of the show is so far, and I'll have some specific questions for you.
First of all, hi, Paul. It's good to see you again. When I said I didn't know what I was doing, I mean, this was the first air venture sequence of me being in charge. And coming out of aircraft manufacturing, yeah, it's a big challenge. This year we are very, very pleased with the attendance is up, camping is up. Tuesday we had to shut down the general aviation parking for the first time in, I think it was back in 2007, kind of the last peak period that we've had. So very, very pleased. We think that the quality of the exhibits are better than they have been. As you and I both have been chatting, is that the exhibitors are all saying they're selling more than they have in the past. And that started right off on Monday morning. I think some exhibitors shared with me, some of our big in-hangar kind of exhibitors said it was the best Monday they've had in a long time. So all in all, we're pleased, getting good feedback on the air show as far as the types of acts and performers. And, you know, we got a teaser last night on what to expect from the Thunderbirds today, and I think that is going to go over, you know, really, really well. I was coming in this morning, and the drive traffic, which is the typical end of the week, it's the local, Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay traffic, and I had to wait 15 minutes to get through the stop sign because of the pedestrian traffic coming in. So I think people are here for a big Saturday, another great air show, tribute band, and then another night air show with the fireworks and all that. So, I mean, today is a real value. If people spend the day with their family, they're going to get a good value for their ticket.
So today, I guess we would expect a more local, regional crowd and fewer of the national crowd who are pilots?
That's the typical. Usually the national pilots come in the beginning of the week, and they're planning weather. There's a lot of strategy in how to get here. They come in on Sunday, stay through the night air show on Wednesday, depart on Thursday. And then on Thursday, we get local fly-in traffic through the weekend, but a lot of what we call the drive market push that, you know, families can come up for either the day or for a night in the campground.
Now, we were just talking here. Attendance is up. You think it may be up as much as double digits?
You know, I think we've had certain days that are up as high as 10%. I think as the week pans out overall, that will be the trend. You know, we never get the final numbers for a couple of weeks afterwards, but each day I get a flash report of how it's going. You know, our advanced sales were up 8-9% before the event even opened, so it feels it's going to be that way. I mean, we added additional parking, so you'll see it open parking places out there, and part of that's to accommodate what we think is going to be a big Saturday and Sunday for the Thunderbirds. But the number of people on grounds just feels significantly higher than what it was last year. And, you know, using the barometer of fly-in traffic and camping is a good indicator. We are 1,000 airplanes movements over last year as far as arrivals. So that's arrivals and departures. So that's another good barometer.
We sense the higher crowds, too. So I went out and did just a little bit of research last night. And I'm trying to explain this in a context of a larger economy. And it's interesting because if you look at the latest polls from Gallup, consumer confidence is up just a little bit, but the overall mood of the country is not. And general confidence is not either. It's as low as it has been. So what's going on here in the aviation economy?
You know, that's interesting, Paul, because I yesterday was doing my non-official polling, which was talking to friends who are in the industry in different segments, charter market, people that own FBOs. And, you know, they said the year started off pretty strong for them, feeling it was going to be a good year. But it's really flattened out and been kind of blasé through this middle portion of the year. The only thing I can attribute it to is I don't know if people have just actually kind of settled into the fact that fuel prices have been stable yet high now for, 3 years? And they've kind of got their heads around, well, I'm going to save up and go this year. It's not going to get worse. It's not, but it's obviously not going to get any better, so I'm going to have to just absorb it and deal with it. It's the only conclusion I can come to.
Well, we were talking about it around the press room, and we kind of concluded that people are just sick of being down. They're sick of being discouraged, and they've decided, hell, I'm going to go to Oshkosh and have a good time, and more of them have made that decision.
Yeah, and that's why I use fuel prices kind of one of the indicators of the down mood. I mean, we sit around our home airfield, and guys were pretty down about, you know, I go fly my airplane for an hour, and if it's a, you know, 12-gallon or 12-gallon hour steerman, you know, it's $75 at today's economics, and that's, you know, that's a lot of money for just an hour of going around the patch just for fuel alone. And so I know there was more talk this year with my friends as to saying, okay, we know what it is. Now let's budget it for the year. What events are we going to? And Oshkosh was, you know, we got to get back to Oshkosh, was clearly on the list.
Did EAA do anything different to account for any of this?
Well, we tried to really promote heavily the fact we were having the Thunderbirds and that we were having a lot of variety. I mean, that's kind of our goal, is to get people excited about coming out. The Valdez routine was very, very, you know, got a lot of buzz, because going up to Alaska, I know from Georgia to Alaska, from where a friend of mine flew up from, you know, that's 4,000 miles. So bringing them here and having them fly every day is exciting. I think we have good lineups of warbirds and vintage airplanes on the field. So I think that getting that message out, saying we're not shrinking, we're going to give you a lot to see and a lot to do, some great forms. The 1 week wonder, we think that got some excitement. For me, it's probably one of the best things we're doing this week. So I hope we created a reason to come to make sure you were here this year.
And what's your take on the Thunderbirds draw? Is it too soon to say what the effect will be?
Right now, I'm saying that it definitely impacted our advance sales before the show opened. People that want to buy and get the discount on attendance, there was a positive. And I think we'll see this weekend a pretty good push of local traffic of families coming in to see the Thunderbirds. I had a chance to watch them last night. And it fits Oshkosh. I mean, it's not a noisy Harrier hanging around the flight line where you just wish it would quit flying, because it was so, I mean, not quit flying, but stop flying, land, because it's, you know, loud. And, I mean, it's a very graceful ballet in the sky with great precision formation, enough time between passes to where you're not it's not too hard on the ears. So I think it's going to be big.
Any last observations?
Well, I've been getting a lot of feedback that people feel culturally EAA is back on a good track. They feel there's a lot of sense of community again here. There's not a lot of stress. People are here enjoying their time, feeling things are in good shape. And I'm not saying that's reflective of EAA leadership as much as it is people have kind of come together again and just having fun, which is really, really fun to see.
Well, thanks for taking the time, Jack.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2014. We've been talking to Jack Pelton of EAA. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.